The audio content you're about to listen to is created by Submissive Shy Goth. All rights reserved. Enjoy.
And you're sure this is appropriate wedding night garb? Well, you're the handmaid. What can I do but trust you? And you did make me feel beautiful in the gown earlier. It was strange having all eyes on me. I'm the youngest back home, so I rarely drew much attention, but the Lord's view was the most striking. He really did not take his eyes off me for a moment, even when I blushed and looked away as I walked down the aisle. And our first kiss in front of everyone was polite and royal and truly everything I had hoped for. Yes. No, I'm thankful to have a handmaid like you. Truly, it's... Oh, goodness. Hello, my king. We didn't hear you come in. Miss Evelyn, you are dismissed. I will come find you if I need you tonight. And your work and counsel today has been invaluable. So, truly, thank you. Yes, my king, your workers here are very much to my liking. Especially that one handmaid. She's very experienced. Oh, a midwife? Why would you demote her to be my handmaid? I suppose you're right. A handmaid to the queen is not much of a downgrade. And I suppose a midwife is not a bad thing to have around. Not that I... I'm sorry, my lord. I know it's a bit early. Goodness, please. My king, please pretend I simply did not say anything, as I clearly am only going to embarrass myself as I continue to talk. Oh, not even a full night and you're already laughing at me, my king. I suppose it doesn't take long for me to make a joke of myself. Oh, my lord, you're so sweet. Oh, your hand on my cheek is incredibly comforting. Thank you, my lord. I was told you're a kind ruler, and that really does seem to be true. All the workers here are very, very pleased to work for you. And they've only sung high praises of the wages and accommodations here. And this room does seem lovely. I also was told you prepared a separate room for me in case I was uncomfortable, but I was raised that it would be improper for me to sleep anywhere but by my king's side. So this room is perfectly comfortable, and this garb is perfectly comfortable as long as it is acceptable to you, my king. Evelyn, my handmaid, she brought us some wine and water and said that it was pretty customary for us to partake. I don't know if you're interested, but I could pour you a glass. Excellent. Let us both indulge. Yes, the reception food was excellent. Did you see, my king? My father was crying. I've always been the baby of the family. Take no offense. It is simply... the youngest princess finally leaving the nest and being married off. I mean, my brother even took the throne recently, so what's my father and mother to do but loom about the castle and dote on, well, now no one, but before it was me. It's part of why I come with so many extravagant dresses, some hand-me-downs from my other sisters, some little gifts from Father's doting. And your mother, she was beaming. They seemed very happy. I think we are quite a handsome match. Here you are. Cheers to young love, to strong nations alliance, to us. Well, to us does sound very nice, my lord. Cheers. My. That is strange, is it not? I've never had warm wine before. It's a specialty here. My king, would it be all right if I sat? Well, on the bed, of course, silly king. If I say anything you find disrespectful, please let me know. I would really like this to be an amicable arrangement, and I must say, you are very handsome, and I did enjoy kissing you, even though it was a very polite royal peck. Well, let's sit. Wow, these sheets are incredible. Something your nation specializes in as well. Ah, imported. Strong trade routes, hmm? Well, of course I know a little something about trade. You think I'd be raised in the kingdom next door with no education, my lord? No, I mean, just because I was the last princess doesn't mean that expenses weren't paid, investments weren't made. So, I've heard a great many stories of things that couples get up to on their wedding night. No, my king. I don't feel forced or anything. And I'm simply drinking the wine because I enjoy it. No. I promise. I'm okay. I'm genuinely interested in you and this and what we will become and things we're going to do together. In that regard, I'm rather sheltered. I hope that's all right, my king. Really? It's all right? You want me to call you darling? Well, I suppose I could do that, darling. So, my darling, would it be all right with you if we were to practice kissing a bit more? I enjoyed the one we shared, but I know there are more intimate kinds of kisses. And I may not know the rest of everything, and I'm sure that you'll be able to show me. I think, in the interest of comfort, kissing could be a really nice start. All right, darling. I'm ready whenever you are. Okay. taking it very slow, my king. Darling. Your lips. They taste of the wine. I didn't know kissing could be intoxicating in its own right. I've merely had a few sips, and suddenly when I kiss you, my head is spinning. Wow. Wow. Oh, my king. Your hands running through my hair. The handmaid, she meticulously took out my braids. She said that you preferred my hair down. So all your workers know your preferences, I want to learn all your preferences too, my king. Your tongue. What a lewd kiss. Goodness. Is my body supposed to feel so hot and tingly? How embarrassing. You can see the goosebumps all over my arms. So I did want to ask, why would such a tiny silk slip dress in white be the right thing for a wedding night after wearing such a huge gown before? So you can get under it. I didn't. I suppose it makes sense. Our bodies have to be close to consummate a marriage, but I must say, I don't know the details. But you're still wearing so much, my king. Yes, you keep correcting me. I'll get it right. It feels so strange to call you that after only really meeting you today. I won't lie. During negotiations, when we met briefly, I was a little intimidated by you. I mean, you have that intense stare, and you're so handsome, and I am, what, a little innocent virgin princess who knows nothing of the world apart from her father's teachings. Maybe a bit well-informed on international politicking and trade routes and warfare strategy, but purely innocent in the art of relations. And there you were. So collected and cool, speaking strongly with your desire for me. It's flattering and exciting and intimidating and, well, now here I am, kissing you, scantily clad in your arms, sitting on our marital bed. It all happened so fast. Come, let me just look at you. You do really have a beautiful face. I like your eyes. And your nose. Is it all right to kiss you on your nose? I'm sorry I did it without asking permission. Wow, such a trusting king. No permission to need to touch you anywhere. Well, in that case, let me run my hand down your arm and fit my hand snugly into yours. Ah, will you show me what married couples do? Well, I don't mind you getting undressed. You'll have to forgive me. I've never seen a man naked before. Wow. Our bodies are so different. In places where I'm small and you're big. And where my chest balloons out, you're flat. Is it unusual to be getting excited at the sight of you? I'm having some weird sensations, if I'm being honest, darling. I trust you. Leaving your pants on? Just a shirt off? Okay, I can lay back. I'll scoot up on the bed for you. Looking up at you, kneeling over me. Yes, I'm not wearing any panties. That's what my handmaid said I was supposed to do. Just the white slip for the bride on her wedding night. Your hand trailing down my middle. Why is this so exciting? It's just simple touch, but I suppose I've never really been touched before. Wow. Tracing my stomach down to my thighs. Yes, darling. It's getting very excited down there. It's embarrassing. Don't. I'm sorry. You can, darling. You can. I want to warn you, it may be a bit wet between my legs. Oh my goodness. I didn't know that would feel so good. Your fingers dragging against there. My king, my pussy. It's embarrassing to say. Just teasing my outside. Why does rubbing feel so good? My hips are moving with your motions. It's so obscene, but I can't control it. It's just instinct, I suppose. Oh, darling. Darling. It's this building pressure. Darling, why did you stop? What do you mean you can't control yourself if I make noise like that? Darling, I don't want you to control yourself. I'm your queen from today on. I mean, this is the part where we start figuring out how to make an heir for you, right? I mean, a man like you deserves a great many heirs. So, if you want, we should get to making you one. You just have to show me how. And I don't think that includes controlling yourself. I mean, I trust you not to hurt me. Wow. Getting up so excited and sliding down your pants. Wow. Yes, come on the bed. On top of me. Darling, I think I'm figuring out what's supposed to happen. But will it fit? You're so tall and it's standing so proud and I'm not sure I'm big enough for you. I want to be a good queen for you, so yes, I'm ready. Oh, it's so warm against me. Such lewd noises of it rubbing against me down there. I'm sorry if I'm getting you all wet. I'm sure it's not comfortable. Yeah, it's supposed to get you wet. Well, good. It's gonna go in. Oh, my. Yes, darling, I'm ready. I want you to have my virginity. I want to consummate our marriage, and I want to bear you heirs. Darling, darling, darling. Oh. Ah, it's pushing me apart. Ah. Ah. Oh, it's big. Ah. Ah. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, my goodness. This man's thing, my king's thing, is all the way inside. Yes, my king. I'll call it your cock. Darling's cock. Oh, it's in me. Oh, yes, I'm ready for you to move it. It feels so good, darling. Darling. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes, yes, yes. Breathe me. Fill me with your airs. Oh, oh, yes. Princesses are made for it. For breeding and providing heirs to big, strong kings like you. Oh, my good king. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, yes, yes. Use that cock on me. Fill me with a healthy heir. I want to give you a good, healthy baby prince. Please, please breed me. Yes, yes, breed your princess, your own personal princess, please. Oh, you feel so good, darling. So good, darling. Yes, yes, darling. Yes. My king, my king, my king. Ah, 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 yes, yes, yes. Oh, oh, God, I didn't know it would feel so good. Oh, the thrill. Oh, feeling you pound away, looking up at your handsome face. Oh, my king. Oh, my darling. Yes, 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 darling. Oh, oh, something's coming, darling. Oh, it feels. Ah, ah, ah. I'm squeezing. Ah, 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 ah. using your cock. I'm shaking. I don't know why my body's convulsing. Why are you stopping, my king? Yes, you can explain things to me. So, okay, that was an orgasm, all right. And did you also orgasm? It makes me feel embarrassed when you laugh at me. Darling. Okay, so when you orgasm, something comes out. And that's what produces our air inside me. And after I orgasm, I'm more sensitive. So you wanted to slow it down? No, I don't know that. So the really sensitive part you were touching, that's my clit. And the hole is my pussy. And these things outside are my lips. And this is your cock, like you said. Throbbing and so excited for me. And there's more ways for me to please you than just my pussy. Well, that's good, but I must say my pussy is craving you in a way I don't really understand. I think my body wants to make an air for you badly, my king. Darling. I'm excited and seeing my juices dripping off of your kingly cock. I want more, my king. You need to orgasm too and breed me good. Yes, I did know the term breed. I had some idea. I have been to the farms and seen the livestock breeding before. Only a mildly naughty princess. I really didn't put it together that it might apply to us, my king. But when animals do it, they bend over more like this. My butt is attractive to you, So surely, if I shake my back end like this, it would invite you to continue. Is this animalistic position good for breeding, my king? Oh, my king. Such vigor. Wow, you feel amazing. I think I like this position. Your parts, they're slapping against my clit. Yes, my king, your balls. They're hitting my clit and pleasuring me even more. I may have just came, but the pressure is building back up. My king, please fill me with your air. I want to birth a healthy air for you. It feels so good. I didn't know making an air would be so pleasurable. My king, please breed me like an animal in this position. Yes, I want you to come. I want you to come deep inside me. Bury that seed in me, king, please. Darling, yes, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna orgasm. King, please. Together. 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 Yes. I feel it. Oh, spurting all inside. So much. Filling me with warm liquid. Stay inside. I feel you getting smaller. A satisfied cock, no doubt. So, now I'll be pregnant, right? Well, don't laugh at me. Oh, it takes more than one try. I mean, I suppose that's not a bad thing, right? I'm excited to try again. Tonight? I suppose you have gotten yourself a naughty princess. Come, let's have more wine and talk about what we'd like to name our future heirs. Well, I'm hoping for a boy first. That would make succession nice and simple for us, Well, as simple as life can be for a king and a queen, darling. My goodness, my king. Feeling your seed ooze out of me. It feels so good. You're gonna have to plug me back up soon and pour lots more into me. I need to birth you a nice, healthy heir. I'm excited for what the future holds.
Hey, if you made it this far in the audio, leave me a comment and let me know what you liked. It really, really helps.